فلا يملكون كشف الدر عنكم ولا تحويلا. In all these people we are mentioning, we have warned you not to be among the party that is an evil party. But even if you are among the good party, whoever you are calling to assist you, call them. كُنُدُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ. Whoever you think زَعَمْتُمْ, you purport, you claim, can solve your problem. فَلَا يَمْلُكُونَ كَشْفَ الدُّرِّ عَنْكُمْ. They are not able to remove any evil that has befallen you. وَلَا تَحَوِيلَ. Neither can they ask that evil to relocate to somewhere else. تَحَوَّلَ. Here, we are being told that whoever we associate with cannot remove any evil from us and cannot assist us to relocate it. But every day you go to your friend, I have problem. He takes money, he gives you at your level. Is that the one that Allah is talking about? Yes and no. Every day when you go to your friend, he cannot solve the problem, he takes you to somebody else. That one too said, what's your problem? I'm looking for admission. Let me get the admission for you. He gets it for you. Is that the one he's talking about? Yes and no. Then, when it gets to another serious stage, you have a problem, you have to be operated on, or you have to go to a hospital, you went there, they said, this doctor is excellent. Then he treated you, he cured you. Is that the one we are talking about? Yes and no. From there, it goes further than that. You have gone to a hospital, you have done everything, or this person is supposed to be imprisoned, you have gone to seek for assistance from everybody, nobody can assist you. You went to court, from all indications, the lawyers are failing. As a matter of fact, you have been convicted. Then somebody says, go to a malam. This malam is like this, he will pray for you. You go, he prayed for you. After you have been asked to go to prison, the president said, I have given you an amnesty. Is it the one we are talking about? Yes and no. Here, كُلُتْ أُلَّذِينَ زَأَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ. Whoever you think after that, apart from Allah, that will do something, he is not the one doing it. He may have the resources to assist you, if it's something of resources. He may have the resources like money to give you, position to give you, you are in debt to assist you, you are sick to take it away from you. But it's because Allah has given the permission for him to do it. And it's because he's close to what can be used to remove your problems. Allah is the one that gave it to him. If Allah so desires, the same person you can go to and you not get any results. Because specifically here, ulamas, they are saying, people like Uzair, they said Ibnullah. Why? People like Al-Masih, they say Ibnullah. Why? The angels, they said they can assist us to get to where we are getting to. Why? Because they felt these people have something special with them. Angels are always with God. Despite that fact, they can assist you, but the assistance is not from them. It's still Allah that is giving you assistance. And Nabi Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, they see that he has no father. Since he has no father, this is serious miracle. With this miracle, there is something this man cannot do. In your presence, he brought dead to life. Can he do it? Bi-iznillah. Fatuhil mawti, bi-iznillah. Watubrul akmaha wal abrasa, bi-iznillah. All this is with the permission of Allah. If Allah so wishes, he can try it and it will not work. Then, Uzairu was made to die. After 100 years, he woke up. He saw the miracles of Allah. He had already memorized the Torah. When he came, he was so young and his grandchildren were already old. And when he said it was Uzairu, nobody believed him. But when he started bringing out the Torah, they said, it's Uzairu. He said, Kai, this is not another human being. It's the son of Allah. No matter the position a person is, no matter how close he is to God, don't make him what he is not. That's what Allah is saying here. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, "Udkul lahuna za'atun min dunihi." Call those that you claim to assist you other than him. لا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تهويلا. They cannot, they don't own or have the capacity to lift any small problem from you, or let alone take it somewhere else and locate it. أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى رب الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محظورا. أولئك الذين that you are talking about, that you are calling because they are close to Allah, يدعون ربهم, themselves they are calling to Allah. أيهم أقرب أولئك يدعون ربهم ويرون يدعون ربهم وأيهم أقرب أولئك يدعون ربهم يبتغون إليه الوسيلة أيهم أقرب. أولئك these people that you are calling يدعون ربهم يبتغون إليه الوسيلة. They are calling on Allah and they are also looking for resources to get closer to Him. Just like you, immediately you come, you have no money with you, you don't think of going to work first. The first thing is you want to ask your friend. That is now your wasila. When that does not work, like we have explained and graduated it now, you are sick, you want to go to doctor, that's now your wasila. Yabtaguna ilayhi wasila, yad'una rabbahum. They are also calling to Allah and also seeking a means to get to Allah. Ayyukum aqrab. Whoever of them is closer. If they see somebody bigger than them, they open up to him. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi says, when you have a problem, come to me. I will try to solve it. If I can, I'll go to somebody bigger than me. That is how it is. It's not that all of them, at the end of the day, you ask them, they say, we are calling Allah. None of them says he is the one that has capacity. No matter how much money you have, it is not your money. If Allah so likes, he can take it away from you. You are a medical doctor, you are getting people cured, somebody can come. It looks very easy. He will die in your hands. The same thing, a madam, you can take somebody to him today. This person has been trying to give birth. He couldn't have a child. He just says a prayer. He gets pregnant. He gets birth. Every time you take somebody to him, it does not work. All this, that madam that you are talking about, he himself, if he was to see somebody bigger than him, he too, you rush to him, asking him to assist him. That's why whenever you are with any of these people, what you see them doing is what you do. If you go to Jesus Christ, for example, what is he doing? Worshipping Allah. Salaman alayya, yawma ulidtu, wa yawma amutu, wa yawma abu'atsu hayya. In other place he said, he wabbaran walidati, walam akun jabbaran asiya. I'm not one of those that commit sins. So all anybody that you see that is righteous, what does he do is what you do. Because all of them, يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ أَيُّهُمُ أَقْرَبُ. Whoever of them is closer to Allah, the one that is lower than him seeks his assistance to get there. That's Allah himself, we told him, we want to worship to Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Allah said, fine. After that, what do you want? إِنَّ صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. You want me to guide you? He said, yes. Then, go back to the line. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Go and meet those that were guided before you. Let them bring you to me. In Arab, he said, اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة. Fear Allah and seek a means of assistance to him. In the path that he has said, not in the path that you have made. يرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. You find them that always they are looking for mercy and compassion of Allah. Go and take the book of the Azab Awrad of Sheikh Ahmed Tijani. Look at his prayers there. Look at how he's longing. Look at how he's falling down, prostrating to Allah, asking for Allah's assistance. Look at how he's recognizing his own sins and asking Allah to forgive him. The same thing, go to the books of prayers of Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi. If you see how he's praying, he will take Alhamdulillah, he will do all the prayers that any prophet has not prayed, he will use it to pray and ask for needs from Allah. All this we are being asked. This is what we are calling, whether it's Jesus Christ, whether it's Uzuru, whether it's the angels, whether they are the will of Allah, all of them, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ. They are calling Allah, وَيَبْتَغُونَ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ. They also seek assistance like we seek for. But they don't commit sin. يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ. They are looking for His mercy. وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ. And they are so afraid of Allah. They are much more afraid than you. What you don't call sin, to them is sin. That's why they said, what you, for example, you are not doing kafir. You don't commit zina. You try your best. You don't tell lies. As far as you are concerned, you have tried your best. They say that for them to think of a woman in their mind is not a small sin. So all this they do. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَخْزُورًا. Hazar to be conscious, to be on your consciousness that let me not fall down in front of Allah and belong to Satan. And it's very easy. Satan that you are hearing of, there is no place on this world that he has not worshipped Allah in and prostituted. But it will not stop him from getting to be Satan when he disobeyed Allah. There are people in this country that look to a position that the images of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not accept the Prophet, did not stop them from making inkar on Aliyah of Allah at the end of their day. So nobody is safe except the one that Allah saved. So all the time we have to be very careful. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْزُورًا. Allah in Arabic is a أُنْحَزِرْكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَا. Allah is only conscious. You can even
وَإِنْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا.
Punish them with serious, stringent punishment. Am Azifa Azaman Shadidan, Karazalika Kitati Masura. That sure is there written in the book. When Allah said, we're aiming karyatin, this looks like every nation, but there is an exception. Because Allah is saying, the Umar Kunna, Zimmin, Wa Aluha, Gatmi. In another place, he said, when a nation is righteous, Allah does not punish them. But they have to engage in sins. But there are two punishments Allah said here. This one is complete to make sure they don't exist after that. They were there before. If you are to go now, you will not meet them again. The whole nation. Wadadabullah hussalan karyatan kanata abiatan mutmainnatan yati harizku haragadan min kulli makanin kafar bi anmi illahi fa'azakallahu libasa juy wal khufi makan yasnaun. Then there is other nation that when they are sinning, what Allah will do, مُعَذِّبُهَا عَذَابَ شِدًا, is to punish them. That punishment can be severe depending on what extent they have deranged. All this, the Ummah of Prophet is not among them. Because Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as the Lord is with us and He is still with us, as long as we are doing istighfar and we are still doing istighfar, Allah will not punish us. Because كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Here, you find at all times that in the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are standing up to tell no matter how difficult it is. Because of this, when Allah is punishing people, you find out that what He does is make things difficult. We can have zilzal, like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we can have earthquake, we can have plague. All these things are the punishment that comes to us. Allah will not punish the Ummah of the Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of judgment because of His promise. So wa in min qaryatin illa nahnu muhlikuha qabla yawm al-qiyamati, it's not all. Even though it looks like it's all that is said here. معذبوها عذابا شديدا كان ذلك عند الله كان ذلك في الكتاب مذكورا. All this is written in Lawh Mahfuz. What will happen tomorrow, what will happen next tomorrow, what will happen the next second, everything is written there. So it will come to pass. May Allah save us from this punishment.
وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا.
وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وآتينا ثمود الناقة فكذبوا بها فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا. الله said وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا كذب بها الأولون. Wabamana'ana, all the time the Arabs are asking, we heard that Jesus Christ, this is what He used to do. He used to bring to life, you to do it, let's see it. We heard that Moses had a stick with which he used to strike, you to do it, let's see it. If you claim that you are the prophet, let water be coming out of this stone so we can have gardens in Makkah, let's see it. Allah said, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. Nothing stops us from bringing miracles except that those before you, when they got miracles, they went ahead and denied the statement of Allah. And if you, after miracle, if you deny the statement of Allah, what comes is Allah will perish you. And Allah has no intention of perishing the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وآتينا ثمود الناقة فظلموا بها وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها. We sent to the Thamud, people of Thamud, ناقة as their ayah. What is ناقة? Is a camel. مبصرة, that they could see in broad daylight. فظلموا بها, they did not only deny it, they went ahead and they treat this camel unjustly. Because they were given a camel, they said they will not believe and Anil Salim until Anil Salim give them a camel from nowhere or from a stone. Anil Salim asked the mountain to bring out a camel. In their presence, the camel came out of the mountain. It gave birth to another camel. And all the time, he said, okay, this is it. The child of the camel has a day, you have a day. if the camel will go around and give them all milk. And when they did not believe that Anishtali is still a prophet, they went ahead and they killed the camel. And when they killed the camel, the child cried 3 times and also died. Then here Allah punished them. Illa wazalamu biha. Here they were unjust to what we have given them as a miracle. We are not going to do that to the Ummah of the Prophet. You are not the only ones. وَمَا نُرْسِلْ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We don't send miracles except to put fear into people. So per chance, they will believe. Here, it's just like somebody comes to you. He says, they say you have money. I say, yes. Show me that you have money. If it's true that you really have money, I want you to buy for all your children cars. Let me see that you have money. Do you want to destroy your children? No. Because he says that you are going to do it? No. So because they are asking for miracles from Allah, will not make Allah to give miracles. Because Allah has his rules concerning miracles. Whenever he sends miracles, the rule that guides is that if the people that ask for it, if it comes to them and they deny it, then Allah will punish them. And if Allah is perishing, it's everybody. So here, we don't intend to perish Makkah, perish Medina, it has to stay. People that are going to use it are coming behind, including your own children that are going to use it. Therefore, we are not going to bring any miracle. This Quran before you, you did not ask for it. We brought it ourselves. So if you don't believe in it, it's on you, against you. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We don't send miracles except to put fear into the community.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِّلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِّلنَّاسِ وَشَجَرَةً مَّلْعُونَةً فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. الله تبارك وتعالى has now told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ. When I told you, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, that indeed your Lord أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ, encompasses mankind and knows what is in their mind and what they are thinking and what they are saying. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We did not make this your seeing. These various things that you saw when you went for Mi'raj, we did not make you to see it except to be a test for mankind. Illa fitnatan linnasi. Wa shajarata al-mal'unata fil Qur'ani. This shajarata, this tree, cause tree that we also put in Quran, we did not put it there except as a test for man. One of our wisdom, all this is our things to prepare in them. وَمَا يَزِيدُكُمُ إِلَّا تُبِيَانًا كَبِيرًا. Instead of increasing them in fear, what increase in them is to be an and is to be more unjust, to carry out more evil, big evil. Here. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّيَالَةِ أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Which royal here? The first lesson we said, he went to Israel. In that Israel, he left Makkah, he went to Beit al-Maqdis. From Beit al-Maqdis, he went to the firmament, the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh firmament. Each of it, he met the prophets there. In the first one, he met Adam. Second, met Jesus Christ and Yahya. The third one, he met the third one, he met Anabi Yusuf. The fourth one, he met Anabi Idris. The fifth one, he met Nabi Harun. The sixth one, he met Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The seventh one, he met Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who he met teaching the children of Muslims that died before poverty. He was teaching them Quran. After all this, he went to Sidratul Muntaha, he passed Sidratul Muntaha, and Allah met with him, and Allah talked to him. Fa'awhe ila abdihi ma'awhe. Ma kazabu fa'adu ma'ra'e, abat marunahu ala ma'yari. Whatever he saw is nothing to lie. What? How is it a fitna to mankind? When the first Lathama told his own cousin, Umuhani, do you see yesterday? He said, yes, I was here sleeping. I just, from here, as I was sleeping yesterday, Angel Gabriel came, took me to Beitul Maqdis. From there, I went to heaven. From heaven, I went to meet with God. And I'm back, and you are seeing me now. What did Umuhani said? He held him. He said, please, my cousin, please, my dear brother, don't go out to tell anybody this. People are going to say, you are telling lies. He said, wallahi, I'll go and tell them. And when he went, luckily for him, he met Abu Jahal. He said, Abu Jahal, something happened. He said, what? He told him, Muhammad, let me ask you. When I go and tell people, you will not say you are not the one who told me this. I'm the one who told you. So everybody will now believe that you are a liar. He went. Most Muslims that had it denounced their Islam. Illa fitnatan linnas. It's only Sayyidina Abu Bakr, when they went to tell him, he said, in qad qala faqad sadaqa. If he had first said, he had told the truth. From here, he got his name Abu Bakr Siddiq. Allah is sending somebody from with Wahai Yalta, and I believe in him. He has gone there, and so what? If he said so, he has told the truth. He has not heard it from the Prophet himself. So here, it was later on when the issue of those that traveled, the Prophet said they are going to arrive this morning when the sun is rising. And they saw it rising, the sun rising, and the people were arriving. And the ones that he said were on their way to Medina, he even drank their water. When all this was confirmed, that most Muslims came back to Islam. وشجرة الملونة في القرآن. شجرة الملونة في القرآن is شجرة الزكوم. Here, إن شجرة الزكوم تأم الأسيل يغلب البطون كغلي الحميم. This شجرة in سورة الصفات Allah is saying in تخرجوا في أسر الجحيم. So this tree it grows in hell. Arabs say, a tree growing in fire, how can tree grow in fire? He said, this tree will grow, when it is growing and the roots are coming out, the fire, the hellfire is himself afraid of the tree. That this tree, by the time it grows, if it falls down, what will happen to it? He said, this ta'am will asim. Those that are committing sin today, this is going to be their food when they want to eat. This tree that is growing in hell, that the tree is so strong against hell that it will grow, is hotter than hell itself. Then immediately they said this, Abu Jahl went, he said, do you hear Muhammad? He said, there is a tree growing in hell. What we know is that fire burns trees. How can tree grow in hell? He said, this tree is called Zakum. He said, he's telling lies. Do you know what is Zakum? How can I say he says Zakum? Have you ever heard anything Zakum in Arabic language? He said, no. Do you know what is Zakum? He said, yes. When you take this date, you put butter from camel on it, or butter from cow on it, and you put it in your mouth, and you are eating it up, up, up. He said, that is Zakum. He said, no, don't be afraid of any tree he tells you that is in hell. There's no tree. How can a tree go inside hell? Huh? Allah himself, he said, Shajr al-Ahrar, Shajr al-Alati Turun. In this tree that we are burning, what was it before? Was it not green before? Before it burns? If the tree that was green now burns, why
do you believe it can go back also to the tree inside hell? We are not saying it is you that will do it. It's Allah that will do it.
Allah.
Therefore, إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّكُومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ. That's why Allah said, فَشَجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. All these are things that we are using to test mankind. وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ. And to make fear into them. That there is a tree like this in hell, sir, be afraid of it. The first Lord has gone, he went to Israel, he went to Miraj, he saw hell, he described it. Be afraid. وَمَا يَهِدُكُمُ إِلَّا تُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. What does it increase them to tughyanan? If from it you have taghut. Because when you hear this Boko Haram, you hear these Avengers, what are they doing? فَأَمَا مَنْ تَغَى وَأَسْرَمْ حَيَاتَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَهِيمَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَى. If from it you have taghut, they are spoiling the earth, destroying things. Don't think that they are the ones destroying it. They are just carrying out instruction from the real taghut. The taghut is the one that has the money, has the resources that is sent into them. So whenever you say all this, what will it do? These evil people, their leaders, they go ahead and plan on of how to destroy you. وَمَا يَدُكُمُوا إِلَّا تُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ قَالَ أَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ قَالَ أَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا. Remember, O son of Adam, I've asked you, don't follow good people that are not people of Allah. Follow people of Allah to learn what they do and follow them in what they are doing. Don't follow them and make them what they are not. You people, you are not small people before God. Remember, remember, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we told the angels, is Jibril Adama, all of you prostrate to Adam, your father. Fasajadu illa Iblis, all of them prostrated except Iblis. Even though Iblis is not among the angels, he's among the jinn, but he was with them. What is he called? He said, Asjudu liman khalaqta tina, I should prostrate to this one that you created from clay, from mud. See, Iblis is now telling Allah that he's trying to correct Allah. So whatever anybody is saying, there is somebody that has done worse than them. And whatever you don't think we have given you, we have given you more than that. Huh? We made the angels to prostrate before you, you Adam. And all you the children, you are with him when he did this. They did this to you. What bigness do you want in life again? That's why we have to be careful. I heard that they say in the staff school of APU here, I don't know, or a school day in Samaru here, that they tell the children, whenever the staff come in, they should not stand up to greet the staff. That doing that will make the staff to feel pompous. That the children should not do it. Please, let us be very careful. We should not teach our children to be rascals, to be disobedient children. If Allah asks angels to prostrate to us, to show us that Allah has given us dignity, and Allah asks us, وَعَفِدْ جَنَاهَكَ مِنَ الظُّلِّ وَعَفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And just now we read that Allah asked that we should lower our wings of mercy in humility to our parents. Somebody is saying that you should not stand up to greet your teacher. These people, definitely, if you go and find out, they are people who are trying to, they think they are correcting society. Please, you are destroying the society. You are not correcting it.
Allah.
Children should learn to be obedient to their parents. Here in our culture, we kneel down to greet our children, to greet our parents. Children kneel down to greet their parents. People can say, no, it is wrong. It's doing that is worship. How? sujada is not complete except when you put your forehead with your nose, with your legs, with your hand on the ground. If they call it sujada, let them kneel down when they are praying and let them not put their forehead on the ground. And let us say that sujada is complete. So let's be very careful, let's not destroy our children's character. You are telling children not to stand up for their teachers. If they don't stand up for their teachers, who are they going to stand up for? When they go to court, when they will bend down and by force they will now say court, that's when they will bend down. Or when they are coming and the president appears, then they will stand up. All this is not training. And all this, you are thinking you know God. You don't even know Satan, let alone to know God. So if you had known Satan, you will know that Satan is the one allowing you to do all this. How does standing up for your teacher, how does it make it to make the teacher to be pompous? How? Allah is now to prosper. وَحْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ زُلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ Lower your wings of humility to them in compassion. How do you do this physically? If you don't bend down, if you don't kneel down, how do you do it? So let us pray. May Allah have mercy on all of us. Is to be the Adam, Sajatu, Illa Ibnisa, call Aazjudu, Liman Khalaktatina, will I prostrate to the man that you created from mud? Here, he sees himself as better than Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever you see yourself better than somebody, with what? How are you better than him? Your father is better than him? Your father, is he not a grandchild of Anabi Adam? He himself, is he not a grandchild of Anabi Adam? How? Is that because he suddenly have money? And with his riches, zillun zailun wa ariyatun maqtulatun. This is what Abu Talib said about the Prophet when he went to seek for Khadija for him. So you may see the poverty that is poor today. If the poverty is shade, that if Allah so rich, he can remove and bring the riches. And it is nakedness that Allah can one day cover up. But if not, he said, this my son, if you weigh him with anybody in this world, he will overweigh him. You know what Abu Talib was saying when he was speaking to that? He said, nobody will obey him. So it's not the issue of you have money, or you are a king, or you are this. The day of judgment, liman al-mulku al-yawm, lillahi al-wahid al-qahhar, you will know that there is no kingdom that day. So because they made Adam from dust, or from clay, or from mud, Satan refused to prostrate. Iblis is still Iblis. He is going to go to hell. Today he has been removed. Even a small child, whenever he wants to start to read Quran, what will he say? A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. He has to curse him first from that day.
قال أرأيتك الذي قال أرأيتك هذا الذي كرمت علي لئن أخرتني إلى يوم القيامة لأحتنكن ذريته إلا قليلا.
قال أرأيتك هذا الذي كرمت علي لئن أخرتني إلى يوم القيامة لأحتنكن ذريته إلا قليلا. This if he's still talking before Allah. What did he say? Call, he said, Ara'aytaka, I want to ask you, inform me, you Allah. Haza alladhi karramta alayya, this one that you have elevated and you have made him to be more noble than me. In akhartani ila yawm al-qiyamati, if you are to leave me up to the day of judgment, lakhtani kanna zuriyatahu, I will sure take all his children, his zuriya, put a braid round their neck and I will be the one controlling them. Illa khalila, except just a few. This Satan. He went ahead, he's talking to Allah. Ara aitaka Allah, inform me, see. Hadha allazi karamta alayya, this one that you have made to be above me. Who is he? Is Allah he's talking to her? Why? What made him to be able to say what he wants to say to Allah? Ma garraka bi rabbikal kareem. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, ma garraka bi rabbikal kareem. He said, Allah is asking, what deceived you from your Allah that is so noble and so generous? He said, if you look at it, it's not easy to answer. Because Allah is too generous. It's the generosity of Allah that people misunderstand and you now think that you are something. Allah said, I'm your wali. Allah waliul muttaqin. Because of that, he said, I'm your guardian. I'm your friend. Even if you translate it, it can go like that. Then you think you are something. It's just generosity. No matter how a king is generous to you, be careful, he's still the king. He was so generous to Iblis. Iblis was being mixed with angels. He was even controlling them. He will come to the earth. He will worship anywhere. He will do whatever he wants to want. He wishes to wish. He got all the powers, all the secrets that he wanted to have. He had it. So he now saw himself that he has capacity to dictate what he should do and what he should not do. No, he is now talking to Allah. Ara'aytaka. Let me ask you to see. Tell me, inform me, Allah. Hadha allazi karramta alayya, this one that you have made to be upon me. La in akhartani ila yawm al-qiyamah, if you allow me to wait to the day of judgment, la akhtani kanna zuriyatahu. Hanaka is for you to take rope or something to tie somebody. Wherever you ask him to go, that's where he goes. Tie an animal. Illa karila, he made a section. There are those. In Arabic, he said, illa ibaraka minhum al-mukhlasin. Except those are someone that are sincere. So this is Iblis.
قال اذهب فمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا.
قال اذهب فمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا. Allah said, Iblis, that's what you want? That I leave you up to the day of judgment. In another place, he said, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ فَبِإِذَّتِكَ لَا قُيَنَّهُمُ أَجْمَئِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He didn't say he will do it by his own power up to now. بِإِذَّتِكَ by your power, I will do it. Then Allah said, اِذْهَبْ, go. وَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ whoever أَنْتَ وَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ you and whoever follows you among these children of Anabi Adam that I have given so much dignity to. فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَا it is hell, fire. جَزَاءُكُمْ that will be your reward. جَزَاءً مَوْكُورًا I will make sure it's an ample reward. The جَهَنَّمَا will be so much for you. Go. You have go and do what you want to do. How will he do it? Allah himself will tell us. So we are alive to know how Satan will take us, deceive us, which ways will he do it? He has not stopped far. After he has said this, he said, Allah, this is what I will do. Then Allah said, okay, go. Fazhab. وَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَزَاءُكُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَغْفُورًا. Whoever follows you among them, these children that I have given this dignity to, go with them. Then you have Jahannam as your reward and an ample reward.
واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا.
قال اذهب أمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا. واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك واجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد فإدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا. Allah said, then there are qualities you already have that are giving you, they are with you. Go. Worst of this manisatata minhum bisautika. Go. Frighten whoever among them that you can with your voice. Do it. Wajlib alayhim bikhaylika warajlika. Attract any that you can among them bikhaylika. With your khayl, with your formations, to form, to make things imaginary, to make it form, look like it. With all the pictures you can, attract them with it. Warajlika. And the way you will make them to move, attract them. Washarikum fil amwali. Go. Stay with them. And associate with them in their wealth. Wal awladi, associate with them in their children. Wa idhum, even if you like, promise them. Wa ma yaidhum shaitanu illa gurura. Satan will never promise them except deceit and deception. Here, worst of this, so you say insight, but actually it's frightening. How? Satan, you want to do something, he will frighten you with your whispers. You want to give your money out? Don't. You become poor. Ay shaitanu ya'idukum al-fakara wa ya'amurukum bil-fakshay wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla. Satan will say, you are poor. You are a young man. Go and enjoy. How can you say you can enjoy now? Later you repent. If you don't enjoy now, you will not have the time to enjoy again. He puts fear in you and he attracts you with khayl. Takhayyul is a lady is coming. Her real nature is not very beautiful. She will make her to look super beautiful to you now. That's takhayyul. He will make it so attractive. Allah is saying that zuyina linnasi hubbu shahawati minan nisai wal banina wal kanati wal mankatarati minan zahib wal fiddati wal khayri musamawati wal an'am wal khars. All this is that Allah has said already. He has made us to like, to love, to have feeling for. Satan will go and put your mind in it. Attract your mind to it. You are working somewhere, you are getting salary. There is a door. If you still nobody who knows, just take it. Look, the money you want to pay for children's school fees is not enough. He's not going to advise you for that. You should take them to another school where you can pay. No. The school they are now is not enough. Don't you see your mates? That's the school they are taking their children. If you don't, everybody will blame you. Fear. What's up? This is that minhum bisautika. Then if it comes to attracting your mind, attracting your passion for you to be loving things that you are not supposed to love, wajlib alayhim bikhaylika wa rajlika. Here, he will make this attractive to you. That car, try to have it. You don't have money, just take this thing in the office, sell it, who knows? Steal that thing. Go and ask for more money from somebody. Go and borrow money. You do all these things. Then, washarikum fil amwal wal awlad. If they are going to have their wealth, he is going to make sure that he is part of your wealth, so that your wealth is not clean. How? You are selling in the market. He will advise you to cheat. By the time you cheat, the money now is spoiled. He will advise to put your money in safe deposit so that you can have a bar on it. By the time the bar is on it, it's no more pleasant. Then you are going to have a child. You will have the child anyway, but you have not yet gotten married to the lady. Be having an affair with her. She is now pregnant. Then you now start worrying about. Then the parents will now hear that their daughter is pregnant. day to day, they want to be put to shame. Okay, since he's pregnant, let's call them, we'll agree for the marriage. Let them come and do marriage. The child now is a bastard. He has already associated with you in having your child. Wait for him. And promise them anything you will promise them. Satan will not promise except guruna. Deceit. 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 So let us be very careful. Satan is everywhere. He can enter our heart now. The only way we can fight Satan is what Allah has told us just behind now. وَكُلِّ بَادِي يَكُلْ لَتِهِيَا أَحَسَنْ. Between us and Allah, Ahasan. Between us and human beings, Ahasan. What is Ahasan here? Between us and Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. All the time. Abdalu ma kutu anna wa nabiyina min qabli. La ilaha illallah. Between us and Allah, let me say nice words all the time. From la ilaha illallah, istighfar, selection the prophet. As you are saying this, this thing will fill your heart. Any waswas that is going to come will not easily find a way to enter. Between us and human being, we should remove abuse. We want to say something, let's find a nice way to say it. That way he will not have time to reply us in bad words. Somebody is abusing us, let's find a better way to reply. Then our heart again, between us and human beings, let's love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the time you fill your heart with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the love of other things will go back. Then let us be afraid of Allah. He said, fear reduces, makes, when you are afraid, it makes you to worship Allah. When you have hope, it makes you to worship Allah. When you are always sad, what is going to happen to me? Is this how I will remain in my life? Look at my age. I'm now at the age of 60. I'm not able to do this. I'm not able to do this to Allah. I'm not able to do this to the Prophet. I'm not able to do this. Then it will not even allow you to have to live to eat. Because sadness doesn't allow you to have appetite to eat. If you hold to all these things, you are thinking of death. Death can come to me anytime. Yet I've not done this. If you are doing all this, it will not allow Satan to have the better part of you. But if you just leave yourself anyhow and said, I've read the Quran, I'm okay. I'm doing istighfar, I'm okay. You have to be fighting, struggling every day. Because Satan will never leave you. وَمَا أَيْدِهُمْ شَيْطَانَ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Satan will never promise you anything except deceptive things that will deceive you to go to do evil things.
Assalamu alaikum. This person gave this narration. He wants your opinion on it. That a father sent his daughter to school. While the daughter was with the father, she was a very good daughter, well behaved. But on sending her to school, once she got to school, unfortunately, she ran into one bad guy. And from there, the guy gave her an intoxicant to take, which made her to become unconscious. So he had an affair with her, and the lady became pregnant. When the lady returned to the father now, the father insisted that the pregnancy must be removed. So the person wants your opinion that was on the girl now, and also the guy that impregnated her, the penalty for her. Will the girl be punished?
Allah.
Really, I don't know the answer to this. Because this is a complicated issue. Allah himself has said, the Prophet should ask us to pray, رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَخِذْنَا إِنَّسِيْنَا أَخْتَانَا. Allah, don't hold us to what we have done out of forgetfulness or by mistake. In another place he said, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَا وَقَلْبُهُ مُتْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Except the one that is compelled. It's just like when you say a lady was raped and she is pregnant, what does she do? Of course, the better ask her to remove it. It's better to remove it. Because what she is carrying is a bastard. And it was not deliberate. It's like she was raped, because it's something like rape. So this is what I can say. What sin is it on the lady? Is it deliberate for the lady do it deliberately? No. But there is a point here that we always say. Have a good gang. Have a good friend. How did she get alone to be with this boy? All these things we have to be paying our children. Like if you have children, they are more than two or three, they are going out. Don't ever allow a lady alone to go out. Even a man alone to go out. The first letter said, a man alone traveling is a shaitan. Two of them, two shaitan. Three of them, journey. That's a journey. If you are going to travel alone in a car, it's better you go and join a public transport. Don't just be alone. Anything can happen. A woman should not just have set out alone. Say, I'm going out to where? If there are children in the house, take one with you. Take another one with you if possible. Go and come. Because our women, small time, I want to go to the market. I want to go to the market. Plan. Don't always be alone outside. Go. Anything can happen to you. So that's why we are saying, Wama kana azaba rabbika mahzura. Always be on your toes. Be cautious. Because you don't know when the punishment of Allah will come. And pray. If you are constantly praying, making istighfar, if anything will happen to you, it will be reduced. So, but the real answer to it, I will ask other people, somebody more than me, then I will find, tell you.
This person is saying, I think it has been answered somehow. If so,
I learned there are two ladies who want to take Wazifa. Wazifa, who is to take Wurid of Sheikh Abad Tijani? Wurid of Sheikh Abad Tijani is not compulsory on anybody. It's a promise, he promised Allah. Sheikh Abad Tijani as a witness. But if after you have promised, it now becomes compulsory. Anybody who wants to take Tariqa Tijani, we have the permission to give it to him or her. But you have to take conditions. Any work that you will do, if that work is an important work, there are conditionalities attached to the work. If you are going to be a minister today, you will be asked to take an oath and read out the conditionalities attached to it. Being taking work of Sheikh Abad Tijani is one of the most important things that can happen to any person in this world. What is a minister? The president, that your ascent of Sheikh Abad Tijani is an increase after you have become a Muslim. The conditionalities are this: Tariqa Tijani is given to a Muslim. So, for a woman, you must pray at the correct times 5 times a day. The second condition, you must be absolutely respectful to your parents. If you have a husband, absolutely respectful to your husband. We are not saying absolutely obedient. Absolutely respectful. Because la ta'ata lima haliki fi ma set la halik. The third one is that when you take this tariqa, you will not leave it until the day you get to court. The fourth one, you will not see another tariqa and you hear there is so much in it and you say you are planning your own or you are matching your own. When you take this tariqa, you are taking this tariqa. You can't combine with another tariqa. The fifth one, when you want spiritual increase, you don't go to any saint, lay servant, outside this tariqa. The sixth one, you cannot take cigarettes. Because Sheikh Abad Tijani's tariqa is to repair your heart. So that your heart is good, your soul can be better, and get to the Prophet and get to Allah. For such a soul, you can't repair, you can't spoil the house it is sitting in, which is your heart. That's why cigarette is not allowed in Tariqa Tijani. So if you accept these conditions, I give you Tariqa Tijani with the permission of Sheikh Tahir Mochi. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya kana abu, ya kana stayin, hidna suratul mustaqim. Suratul ladhina anam ta'alayim, garin maktubalayim, walad dalin. Amen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أقول لك والخاتم لما سبق الناس الله في الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله قدر مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. I give you the tariqa of Sheikh Matijani. Say that you accept and find people that know about tariqa to teach you how to make lazim morning and evening. Wazkuru rabbaka bukratan wa asila. And how to do the zikr of Jummah every Jummah. And how to do wazifa every day. May Allah assist you and make it to benefit you in this world and the hereafter.
This person, he said, someone does not know how to recite Quran, and he opens a Quran, a surah, and places the Quran in front of him and recites it, whether it is halal or haram.
If you don't know how to read the Quran, go to a school or find somebody who can read, who has a teacher, who was taught by a teacher to teach you. You don't sit down to teach yourself. You go to university. You could have also sat down to teach yourself in the house. But for you to read the Quran and be looking at it, even if you can't read it, it is a good worship just to be looking at the Quran.
This person obviously was referring to the other day when you said you are telling us that the clothes the women wear, some of them are badly made. So the person is asking whether the tailor commits an evil. If yes, what are the penalties? That's just
tailors are saying. If somebody comes to them and says, "Sew a dress for me," that they know it will aid the person in committing sin. He shouldn't say it. Why? You know what you are doing now is going to aid the person. By the time you say it was for a lady that will expose all her body, by the time she exposes it, you assisted in doing that. She has the sin, you have also the sin. This is very clear. It's not something that you have to go and think about.
This person said he has committed a very big sin. So he wants a prayer he can be doing.
Whatever sin you commit, even if it's shirk, go back and ask Allah. Allah will forgive you. Anytime you sin, ask Allah to forgive you. Don't tell anybody the sin you have committed. Allah does not like somebody to expose himself. Allah that sealed you and covered you and he doesn't allow people to see that sin. He knows what he's doing. It's because of this dignity he has given you. So ask Allah alone, within your room. Allah will forgive you. Nobody will stop. Nobody is in between you and the forgiveness of Allah. Nobody.
The person has two questions. Whether it's good for a Muslim to celebrate a birthday?
It's not that it's good alone. It is praiseworthy. Because it is part of thanking Allah for giving you another year in your life. Every day he said the first last summer, he did the hijrah, he was so many years. He left, he came to this world the year of elephant. He became a prophet. This is bad day. Is that not bad day? Huh? By saying he was celebrating it, don't say it now. Celebrating bad day is praiseworthy. As long as you don't do anything haram, you are thanking Allah for giving you another year in this world. And evaluate yourself. What have you done in that last 1 year? And what are you going to do to be better in the following year? It's a good thing to do.
Malam, please. I heard some ulama say when you know you used to wake up in the night and do qiyam layl, you will not do witri before you go to bed till after you have finished your nafla in the midnight. Then you perform your witr, because witr is like a door. When you do it before you go to the bed, it's like you close all your ibadah for that day. If you do so, then you can't do any nafla again. And I heard you saying the day you say you should perform your witry before you go to bed. Malam, I need some clarity on that.
You said that you heard ulama saying that. I am not an ulama. But I have ulama that are the best that have ever existed in this era. In this era, you can't say anybody has existed to me that is more conscious of Allah than Sheikh Ibrahim Yas. In this era, I've associated with Imam Hassan. I've associated with Sheikh Dar Bochi. I've associated with Sheikh Sharif Sali. I've associated with Sheikh Abu Fati. All these things, what they say is what I follow. I don't follow anybody on the street. Before you sleep, the best thing is do your shabu and witr. It's not compulsory. If you can't do it when you wake up at night, do it. It's not compulsory. They do say that if the other malam is wrong, you have A, you have B. A person that is wearing a white cloth, that one that is wearing a cream cloth, that one is wearing a blue cloth, all of them are wearing cloth. But the one that I was taught to wear is the one I've told you.
The person has two questions. He said he used to see some colleagues brushing with close up before the time of Shangrua. And even before the call of Maghrib prayer were made. I don't know whether there is an implication on that, or your opinion.
There is no implication except that they are doing things that is not written that the Prophet is to do. This, the first lawyer said, this order that you are calling order from your mouth is a fragrance that is better than misk in the sight of Allah. Why do you have to clean it? So you don't have to clean it.
Assalamu alaikum Allah. Please, my father's nephew was kidnapped. Please, I want a prayer for his release.
May Allah grant his release. May Allah assist him to release. Mujahid Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to know whether making qasida using musical instrument is allowed in Islam.
Musical instrument, ulamas have talked a lot about it. And somebody like Sheikh Usman bin Pudu has categorized it. If musical instrument will distract you from Allah and distract you from the Ibadah, then use it. If not, you can use it. But with us, we don't normally use musical instruments. If you see anybody using it, we don't talk. Because we have not seen anywhere it is said it is haram. Because of that, we don't use, we don't prohibit anybody from using. That's all we normally say. Sheikh Ibrahim Yas said he doesn't use, he doesn't prohibit anybody who is using. What you have not seen that is prohibited, you don't come out and say it is prohibited. وَلَا تَكُونِي لِفَاتَسِ بِأَلْسَنَتِكُمْ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ.
Our last question for the day. This person is asking your opinion about this. If one's mother is sick and could not fast, can one help her to fast after the Ramadan?
If he is alive and he cannot fast, he is asked to give out a mudu of food every day as a payment for that. Since that has been done, I don't think you have to give yourself any problem. But if he promised that he will fast, and he got sick and he couldn't fast, then because of that promise, you can fast on her behalf, and Allah will accept it. But in the Ramadan, a person that is sick, the elderly, they are asked to expiate with a mudu. If the sick person becomes healthy, then he will pay back. If the one that is giving feeding becomes healthy again and strong, he will pay back. But the one that is elderly, that nobody is expecting her to recover, there is nothing on her except that expiation that she does with one needle every day. May Allah assist all of us. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah accept us in this Ramadan. May we be among those that are emancipated in this Ramadan. May we be among those that are granted paradise in this Ramadan. May Allah grant us the sin of the Prophet in this world and hereafter. May Allah elevate us in whatever we are doing. May Allah increase the wealth of our country. May Allah increase the security of this country. Our president that is sick, may Allah grant him health. All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those that are bringing problems into Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah show us the right path and give us the strength to follow it. May Allah show us the wrong path and give us the strength to abandon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist all of us, assist those of us studying, assist those of us having family, assist those of us working. May Allah bring prosperity to this country. May He assist Muslims wherever they are in this world. Bijah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdinas Sirata al-Mustaqima. Sirata al-Ladhina An'amta alayhim. غير المكتوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين